Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memorei Avraham Goldreich, and today we're Zechus Kedushin, Daf Lamed, the first parak Isha Niknes. The Zichu Zechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three thoughts we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara asks, Ad heichun chayv adam lamed is beno Torah. To what extent is a person chayv to teach his son Torah? Rav Yehuda quoted Shmuel as saying to follow the example of Zvulun ben Dan, whose grandfather taught him Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, and Haggadah. This is challenged from our price, which states, Lamdu Mikra in Malamdu Mishnah. Once the father has taught him Mikra, he need not teach him Mishnah. And Rava said, refers to Torah alone and not Nevim and Ksuvim. The Gemara clarifies that Shmuel merely used the example regarding teaching one's grandchild, but not the subject material. This is also challenged from our brights, which teaches that one is not chayv to teach his grandson Torah. And when the Torah writes, V'hodantum v'nechu v'nei v'nechu, and you shall make them known to your sons and grandsons, it means to say that anyone who teaches his son Torah, Malva kazav ki ulamdu lo, livno, livemino, the Torah considers it as if it taught him, his son, his grandson, adsof kol adoros, until the end of all generations. The Gemara answers that Shmuel falls in another Tana, who does interpret this pasuk as obligating a grandfather to teach his grandson. Point number two is taught in a brisa. The pasuk says, "Vishinantam," and you shall teach them thoroughly. Sheyudivrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha, teaching that the words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Sheim yishol ucha adin davar, so that if a man will ask you something in Torah, al tegamgem v'tomerlo, you will not stammer and then tell him, ela emor lo miyad, rather you will answer him immediately. The brisa brings several psukim to support this. The final one being, "Ashvi agiva shemile es ashpaso mehem." Praiseworthy is the man who feels his quiver with them, referring to students. "Oyevoshu ki yidabru es oivim b'shar." They will not be ashamed when they speak with enemies in the gate. Mechir bar Abba darshins the closing words of the pasuk, "Afilu avu b'no harav v'talmido she'oskim b'torah b'shar echad." Even a father and a son, or a teacher and a student, are learning Torah at one gate. Nasim oivim ze'ezet, they become as enemies to each other, in disagreement. Ve'enim zazim v'sham ad she'nasim oivim ze'ezet, but do not move from there until they become those who love each other. And point number three, a braisa darshins the pasuk v'samtem, and you shall place as samtam, a perfect medicine teaching. Nimshu Torah kasam chaim, the Torah is compared to a life-giving medicine. This is analogous to a father who struck his son and placed a compress upon the wound. He told him that as long as the compress was in place, he could eat, drink, and bathe as he pleased, despite these being potentially harmful to his injury. But if he removes the compress, his injury will worsen. So too, Kosh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, Banai, my son, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. I create the Yetzahara, and I create the Torah as its antidote. Im atem oskim b'Torah, and if you involve yourself in Torah, in atem nims from b'yado, you will not be given over into his hand. A pasuk is brought to support this, and psukim are brought to support the following points of the brisa. Im atem oskim b'Torah, and if you do not involve yourself in Torah, atem nims from b'yado, you will be given over into his hand. B'od el shekol maso umatanabach, and furthermore, all his activities concern you. Im atarotza atamoshabo, but if you wish, you can master him through your involvement in Torah. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara asks, Ad heichun chayv adam lamed es beno Torah. To what extent is a person chayv to teach his son Torah? Rav Yehuda quoted Shmuel as saying to follow the example of Zvulun ben Dan, whose grandfather taught him Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, and Haggadah. This is challenged from our price, which states, Lamdu Mikra in Malamdu Mishnah. Once the father has taught him Mikra, he need not teach him Mishnah. And Rava said, refers to Torah alone and not Nevim and Ksuvim. The Gemara clarifies that Shmuel merely used the example regarding teaching one's grandchild, but not the subject material. This is also challenged from our brights, which teaches that one is not chayv to teach his grandson Torah. And when the Torah writes, V'hodantum v'nechu v'nei v'nechu, and you shall make them known to your sons and grandsons, it means to say that anyone who teaches his son Torah, Malva kazav ki ulamdu lo, livno, livemino, the Torah considers it as if it taught him, his son, his grandson, adsof kol adoros, until the end of all generations. The Gemara answers that Shmuel falls in another Tana, who does interpret this pasuk as obligating a grandfather to teach his grandson. Point number two is taught in a brisa. The pasuk says, "Vishinantam," and you shall teach them thoroughly. Sheyudivrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha, teaching that the words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Sheim yishol ucha adin davar, so that if a man will ask you something in Torah, al tegamgem v'tomerlo, you will not stammer and then tell him, ela emor lo miyad, rather you will answer him immediately. The brisa brings several psukim to support this. The final one being, "Ashvi agiva shemile es ashpaso mehem." Praiseworthy is the man who feels his quiver with them, referring to students. "Oyevoshu ki yidabru es oivim b'shar." They will not be ashamed when they speak with enemies in the gate. Mechir bar Abba darshins the closing words of the pasuk, "Afilu avu b'no harav v'talmido she'oskim b'torah b'shar echad." Even a father and a son, or a teacher and a student, are learning Torah at one gate. Nasim oivim ze'ezet, they become as enemies to each other, in disagreement. Ve'enim zazim v'sham ad she'nasim oivim ze'ezet, but do not move from there until they become those who love each other. And point number three, a braisa darshins the pasuk v'samtem, and you shall place as samtam, a perfect medicine teaching. Nimshu Torah Kasam Chaim. The Torah is compared to a life-giving medicine. This is analogous to a father who struck his son and placed a compress upon the wound. He told him that as long as the compress was in place, he could eat, drink, and bathe as he pleased, despite these being potentially harmful to his injury. But if he removes the compress, his injury will worsen. So too, Kosh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, Banai, my son, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. I create the Yetzahara, and I create the Torah as its antidote. Im atem oskim b'Torah, and if you involve yourself in Torah, in atem nimsrim b'yado, you will not be given over into his hand. A pasuk is brought to support this, and psukim are brought to support the following points of the brisa. Im ein atem oskim b'Torah, and if you do not involve yourself in Torah, atem nimsrim b'yado, you will be given over into his hand. B'ro'od el shekol maso umatanabach, and furthermore, all his activities concern you. Im atarotza atamoshabo, but if you wish, you can master him through your involvement in Torah. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed, and her standard Siman is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, got so much nachas when the young boy finally answered sharply, without any hesitation, that he gave him a prize medicine bottle shaped like a Sefer Torah to keep the Yetzahara away. Once again, in slow motion. Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, Melamed, that must be more Daf Lamed. Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion whether one is chayiv to teach his grandson Torah. So Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, got so much nachas when the young boy finally answered sharply without any hesitation, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, the pasuk says, Vishinantam, and you shall teach them thoroughly. Shiyu divei Torah mechudadim b'ficha, teaching that the words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth, so that if a man will ask you something in Torah, al tegamdim b'tomer lo, you will not stammer, and then tell him, ela omer lo miyad, rather you will answer him immediately. So Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, got so much nachas when the young boy finally answered sharply without any hesitation that he gave him a prize medicine bottle shaped like a Sefer Torah to keep the Yetzahara away, which reminds us, a brisa darshens the pasuk with samtem, and you shall place as samtam, a perfect medicine, teaching nimshul Torah kasam chaim. The Torah is compared to a life-giving medicine. This is analogous to a father who struck his son and placed a compress upon his wound. He told him that as long as the compress was in place, he could eat, drink, and bathe as he pleased, despite these being potentially harmful to his injury. But if he removes the compress, his injury will worsen. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, Banai, my son, Barasi Yetzahar, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. I create the Yetzahar, and I create the Torah as its antidote. Imatem oskim b'Torah, and if you involve yourself in Torah, you will not be given over into his hand. So once again, Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, got so much nachas when the young boy finally answered sharply without any hesitation that he gave him a prize medicine bottle shaped like a Sefer Torah to keep the Yetzahara away. All right, so now it's time for our four Balabah Chazara. Daf Chavav. So the Siman Daf Chavav is a military coup, and we often use soldiers in the Siman. So here goes. The soldiers, that must be more Daf Chavav, a military coup. The soldiers wearing diamond-studded helmets overseeing the sale of enemy land through Kesef Shtar Chazaka and Metaltelin through Mashiach, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nochas Mishiach Lemachrai is unmovable property such as land, which have responsibility, meaning creditors rely on them for collection, Niknim Kesef B'Shtar B'Chazaka are acquired with money, a document, or a Chazaka. Shein Lemachrai is a Niknim Elba Mashiach, movable properties are only acquired with drawing them near. So, the soldiers wearing diamond-studded helmets overseeing the sale of enemy land through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, and Metaltelin through Mashiach, who are thrilled when they finalize the sale of poor-quality land using only a shtar, which reminds us, Shmuel says that a shtar alone would affect a sale of land in a case where one is selling his field because of its poor quality. To prevent the buyer from retracting, the seller is willing to complete the transaction before receiving money. So the soldiers wearing diamond-studded helmets overseeing the sale of enemy land through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka and Metaltelin through Mashiach, who were thrilled when they finalized the sale of poor quality land using only a shtar, forgot that the tiny plot of land they sold had a needle with an expensive pearl hanging from it that was sold along with it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if the acquisition of agav requires the items to be in the transacted land. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Siman Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The little boy was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo. Kazoo? That must be one Daf Chav Zayin. The little boy was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo, which reminds us, the Gemara asks about the kinyan of agav, sadam amechum metaltim b'matanam mahu. If the field is being sold and the movable items are being gifted, what is the halacha? Can items be acquired alongside land with a different type of transaction? This is a result from a mission in which Rabban Gamliel transferred his future maaseh to Rabbi Yeshua by renting his field to him. Since renting is akin to a sale and the mice was given as a gift, it demonstrates that agav is effective, even in such a case. So the little boy who was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo, along with pictures of 10 fields around the world that he acquired at the same time through his one act of chazaka, which reminds us of Bryce's brought, which supports Shmuel's statement that if one sold to another 10 fields in 10 countries, once he performed a chazaka in one of them, he acquires all of them. Rav Acha Breid Ravika attempted to prove this, that if one handed a buyer 10 animals tied with a single halter and he told them, acquire them, does he not acquire them all? So the little boy was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo, along with pictures of 10 fields around the world that he acquired at the same time through his one act of chazaka, that he played his favorite Gilgul Shvu song as new kazoo, which sounded like he was humming Amen be Amen, which reminds us, Ula says that the source for Gilgul Shvu is from a sota who says Amen, Amen, and the Mishnah explains that she is swearing about multiple possible acts of adultery, including Amen shul satisi arusa nesua shemer yavam uchanusa, Amen that I did not stray while an arusa nesua shemer yavam or marry yavama. Dav Chav Ches, so the simon Dav Chav Ches is a strong man, koach, so here goes. The strong man, that must be more in Dav Chav Ches. The strong man who picked up the man who said, swear that you're not my Eved Ivri, in his right hand, which reminds us, in describing the extent that Gilgul Shvu can obligate one to swear Ravatad, a claimant could say, swear that you're not my Eved Ivri. This is not an ordinary monetary claim, because Ravatad on Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph, that an Eved Ivri is Gufu Kanui, his body is owned by the master, and therefore likened to land. So the strong man who picked up the man who said, swear that you're not my Eved Ivri, in his right hand, while picking up an ox in his left hand to do a kinyan chalipin with a donkey, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, kol nasa dan b'acher, regarding anything used as payment for something else, kevin shazach hazeh nidchai zeh b'chalipa. Once the seller acquired it, the buyer becomes responsible for its exchange, meaning the item being exchanged for it becomes his. An illustration is then given of exchanging an ox for a cow or donkey for an ox. After the more challenges the implication of the Mishnah, that coins may be used for a chalipin, it interprets the Mishnah to mean kol nishim anything requiring evaluation to be used as payment for something else can affect chalipin. This teaches that all movable items, and not just utensils like the shoe of the pasuk of chalipin, may be used, which is illustrated by the exchange of an ox for a cow. So the strong man who picked up the man who said, swear that you're not my Eved Ivri, in his right hand, while picking up an ox in his left hand to do a kinyan chalipin with a donkey, was impressed by the power of Hekdesh when he overheard someone say, this cow is hereby an Ola, and it automatically belonged to the temple, which was far off in the distance. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Rishusa Gavua Bekesiv, Rishusa Hedya Bechazaka, the holy domain, meaning Hekdesh, acquires with money, but an ordinary personal domain acquires with a proprietary act, referring here to Mashiach, and Amir Asola Gavua, Kmir Asola Hedya. One's declaration to give to Hekdesh is equivalent to his giving over an item to an ordinary person. Therefore, if one says, this cow is hereby an Ola, or this house is hereby Hekdesh, Afil Basopa Olam Kana, even if they're at the other end of the world, Hekdesh acquires them. A private person always requires Mashiach. So the Simmer Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. At the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot, that must be more Dav Chav Tes. At the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with the diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches which mitzvahs women are exempt from, called mitzvahs of Ben Ala'av, regarding all mitzvahs of the son upon the father, anashim chayavim nashim b'turos. Men are obligated and women are exempt. Included in these mitzvahs are teaching one's son Torah, a trade, and some say, how to swim. So at the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with a diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons, there was a fiery lecture on huliftos ubenoliftos, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, huliftos ubenoliftos. If the father himself needs to be redeemed as bechor, and his firstborn son needs to be redeemed, the Tanakhama says, hu kodum livno, he takes precedence over his son and redeems himself first. Rav Yudah says, his son takes precedence, shezeh mitzvasu alavi, because his own mitzvah is primarily incumbent on his own father, who should have redeemed him. Vezeh mitzvahs beno, alav, and his son's mitzvah is primarily incumbent upon him. So at the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with a diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons, there was a fiery lecture on huliftos ubenoliftos, attended by a bachur who wanted to learn first and then planned on getting married, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what should be done in the conflict between learning Torah first or marrying a wife. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pal quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff we learn, Amir Sol Gavol, Kamisira Sola Hedyot, one's declaration to gift a hektish is equivalent to giving over an item to an ordinary person. That's on Daf. Chavkas. Good number 2. Which stuff do we discuss what is done in the case of huiftos ubenoliftos? The father needs to be redeemed and the son needs to be redeemed. That's on Daf. Chavtas. Good number 3. Which stuff do we discuss whether one is chayv to teach his grandson Torah? That's on Daf. Lamed. Good number 4. Which stuff do we learn a Gilgal Shavu is effective even in the case where one says to another, swear that you're not my Eved Ivri? That's on Daf. Chavches. Good number 5. Which daf did a Brisa darshan from Vesamtem? The Torah is a samtam, a perfect medicine. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Barasi Yetzahora, Barasi Torah Tavlin, that's on daf. Lamed. Good number 6. Which daf do discuss mitzvahs of a father, of which women are exempt, such as teaching their sons Torah, a trade, and how to swim? That's on daf. Chavtes. Good number 7. Which stuff do we learn from the word vishinantam that divrei Torah should be mechudadi meficha, sharp in your mouth? That's on daf. Lamed. Good number 8. Which stuff do we discuss if the acquisition of agav requires the items to be in the transacted land? That's on daf. Chavav. Good number 9. Which stuff do we discuss what one should do in a conflict between learning Torah first or marrying first? That's on daf. Chavtas. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you learn why Rebbe's slave woman repeated her tevila after finding a bone in her mouth? That's on Daf. Yud. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.